Hello, this is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues in the upcoming November election. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
All right. Are you registered to vote at that address in Colorado?
Yes.
All right. Are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Would you say it's like excellent or good?
How long is this survey going to take?
It's very short. It's like about 5 minutes. A little
All
bit
right.
less. All right. So.
Keep this one here. Oh, I don't hear any of that. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Is your opinion on the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
How would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
And which of these three statements? Mm-hmm.
Could be better.
All right. So which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? Number one, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. Number two, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or number three, no repairs or fixes have been made and they are in bad condition.
Number two,
all right. How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Would you say it's much too high, somewhat too high, about right, or even a bit low?
About right.
As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. So if you could please cast your vote as either yes or no on each of the following, like, separate opinions or options. Option number one, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes in those streets when a full replacement of the street is needed?
So the choice is 0.5% or 1%?
No, so the choices for this are, would you vote yes or no on, like, this option?
On, was that for 1/2 or 1%?
Well, this one is to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent.
Yeah, I would vote for that.
All right. Option two, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent for a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance for surface repairs for the next 20 years?
That's in addition to what we just talked about?
No, this one's different. So the other one was to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2, while this one is to add an additional 1/4.
Okay, and that would be totally for roads?
It would be for roads and, like, road maintenance and surface repairs.
Yeah. Yeah, plus another half would be for roads. Totally
right.
For roads.
All right. And option three is, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance? So this one is to not add any. It's just to continue the 1/2-cent sales tax.
I think I would be in favor of keeping the one or keeping the half for road maintenance, if it's road maintenance only. And if it was road maintenance only, I would consider another half to make it 1%.
Okay, but then for this one strictly, which is to just, like, just keep it, like exactly just continue the 1/2-cent sales tax for 20 years, would you vote yes on this one or would you vote no?
Yes.
All right.
If that's so, totally for...
Mm-hmm.
They keep it for... I would, yes.
All right. And do you agree or disagree with the statement that opponents to whoever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? So the statement is, taxes are high enough already, and we can't trust city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. So do you agree with that statement or disagree?
I somewhat agree with that.
And lastly, any statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make? And if you could rate each kind of like statement as either being a very persuasive reason to vote yes on the sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or a not persuasive reason at all. So the first, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1/2 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
Okay, you kind of lost me on that one. I don't have my hearing aids and I'm working in the yard, but that would be a...
Would you like me to read it again?
Yeah.
All right. So for this segment, if you could tell me whether each statement I give you is either a very persuasive reason to want to vote yes on the sales tax ballot, if it's a somewhat persuasive reason, or if it's not persuasive at all. So the first statement is, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1/2 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
Okay, so the choices were
The choices are if you think this is a very persuasive reason to want to vote yes, a somewhat persuasive reason, or a not persuasive reason at all.
I would say somewhat.
All right. The city
on that kind of stuff doesn't always improve the roads or traffic.
All right. The city's public work department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
Not so much.
So that'd be like not persuasive at all or somewhat persuasive?
But they have done a good job keeping that?
I mean, it's just based on this statement. Do you think it's like a very persuasive reason to want to vote yes, a somewhat persuasive reason, or a not persuasive reason at all?
Oh, that they have done a good job? Be persuasive?
No, it's more like based on this statement, that the statement is basically telling you that they have a solid record of accomplishments of like fixing roads, of like replacing some damaged streets. So therefore, they can be trusted to continue doing this work.
I'd say no.
So you're saying not persuasive at all?
No.
All right.
They do a lot better than what they have, yeah.
All right. So unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to a local community to take care of itself.
I'd say that's a pretty persuasive reason, yes.
All right. So that'd be very persuasive or somewhat persuasive?
Let's see, very persuasive.
All right. Since the cost of construction materials for road repairs is significantly higher since voters last approved 1/2 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
So that'd be somewhat convincing or a very convincing reason?
That would be convincing, yes.
All right. Very or somewhat?
Somewhat persuasive.
All right. Somewhat persuasive. So by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets.
That would be persuasive, yes.
Very persuasive or somewhat persuasive?
Somewhat.
The 1 full cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under-the-street infrastructure repair all at once. So when the streets are torn and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are around 70 years old, can also be repaired.
Yeah, that'd be persuasive. They definitely need to do that, yes.
So that'd be very persuasive then?
Yes.
All right. Voting yes is for a full 1 cent sales tax. It means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and aging pipes below, that work can be done faster and on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
Yes, that would be very persuasive.
100% of all the money raised by the street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. So by law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
That would be very persuasive.
Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more.
Somewhat persuasive, yes. Yeah.
And lastly, a significant proportion of the sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. So we get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them also contribute.
Yes, I'd say that'd be persuasive.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. So having heard all this like information on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? And again, it's just, I'm going to read you again, just option 1, 2, and 3. So option 1 says, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover the cost of deteriorating water and sewer pipes in the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed.
I would say yes.
Yes, all right. Option 2, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent of a total for a total of a 3/4 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing the deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years.
Yes.
And option 3, to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance.
Yes.
Yes, all right. So, and finally, if voters approve any of the 3 sales tax ballot, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repairs and replacement future projects and contract for repairs and today's construction prices rather than future rising prices?
Yes, I would vote for that.
Support, all right. So am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
Yes.
All right. Could you please tell me what is your age?
77.
All right. How long have you lived in the Glenwood Springs area?
54 years.
Oh, wow. So do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own my house, yes.
Own? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.